Blog Talk Radio.
Any place is paradise when I'm with you. Whether we're standing on your doorstep, or sitting in a park, or strolling down a shady lane, or dancing in the dark, where I can take you in my arms and look into your pretty eyes. Any place is paradise when I'm with you. Any place is paradise when I'm with you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I need you guys to tell me if you can hear me. Please. Tell me
yes.
If you can hear me.
Yes, you're very good.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, because Betty was saying she couldn't hear me. Well, I wasn't talking. She needed to hear music at that point, but evidently she wasn't hearing nothing. And I don't know what to tell her. Pick it up and drop it. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
Well, that's what I used to do with my the old IBM electric typewriters that had the ball so that they could type really, really fast. I love those typewriters. They could keep up with me. 85 words a minute, and I could, that typewriter would keep up with me. But it used to stick, okay? So I found out the trick to that is to pick up the front end of the typewriter about 3 inches off the desk and drop it.
Oh.
It worked every time. It was beautiful. And those things were, they were built like a tank, so you couldn't hurt them. It was great. I wish I still had one. I really do. But I have a computer now, and you cannot pick up and drop your computer unless you're really mad and you don't care if it works or not. Then you can pick it up and drop it and see if it works. Anyway, yeah, my little computer is working again. It's so nice. You turn it on, it stays on. The mic is working this time. So Sunday was a fluke. Please, God, let it be a fluke. Anyway, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Carolyn. Happy birthday to you. And that's from me and everybody else listening. And, honey, this is from the man that loves you to distraction.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. I'm gonna stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna
Is that cool or what? Happy birthday! Hey, Carolyn, happy birthday!
Thank you so much. This is unbelievable.
We all believe it. I don't know what's wrong with your belief.
God got me good, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did. And we have been waiting 2.5 days to do this.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. He wanted us to dedicate Stuck on You to you because he loves you so much. And it was my idea to play Happy Birthday, Baby. So, you know, but, you know, there's a catch in that song. It says you got to be good. It says you got to be good.
I need to practice on that.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go.
He said a while ago finally that my gift came in the mail the other day, and he had it hid on the back porch. And he was sitting over here putting it together while your first show was on, and he was dancing like those girls do that take their clothes off. And I'm looking over there, and I'm like, what in the world are you doing?
Oh, Charlie, you took a video. I want to see a video.
No, I didn't. But when he got through putting it together, there's a 5-foot lamp sitting here. And it is made, the shade is made out of cloth. And it has Elvis through the years all the way around it.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm going to take a picture of it and post it.
Yes.
It lights up. It's taller than I am.
That's fantastic.
It is so gorgeous.
You got a good birthday working, girl. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for both songs. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. You're welcome. Yeah, we don't get to get to you very often, Carolyn. So when we can, we take advantage of it.
Yeah, I was reading what Pat was having to say. Him and Clyde need to quit with the secrets because eventually I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, well, he kept it good this time because he didn't figure this out.
Yeah, he did. And Clyde did without flipping up on his own self.
There you go, honey. There you go. Hey, you have a wonderful rest of your birthday, okay? And just know it only happens once a year, so take advantage.
Yeah.
You have my permission
to take
advantage. There you go. Hey, I don't want to be 23. 23 sucked. I'm going to be 48 again. I could take 48, 49. Some, that would be all right.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Those are good years, yeah.
I shed about 165 pounds in when I was 50, so I can do that again.
Yeah. I'd like to say, if you don't mind, thank everybody in the group that wish me happy birthday today. I highly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
I didn't expect
that. But
you weren't
thank
supposed
all
to
you ladies it. And Pat and Greg, everybody. I didn't want to leave
there
nobody
you
out.
You are welcome. You weren't supposed to expect it. It was supposed to be a total surprise, and I think we accomplished that.
Yeah. I was asleep, and Clyde came in. Denny's coming out. Get up, get up.
Yeah.
I have a little bit longer.
Well, it's a special show today. So he knew he had to have you out here at the beginning of the show because that's when this was going to happen. So I'm glad you listened to him and got out of bed and didn't argue.
I'll let you get back to your show in the bottom of my heart.
You have a wonderful day, honey, and happy birthday again. I think that's accomplished.
Yeah,
there you go,
darling. Are you
going to
do something special tonight?
No, we're going to stay home.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to cook dinner for me.
Oh,
Oh, cool.
They were,
that's great.
Well, yeah. He cooks for me all the time. So, but some, he said he's going to do something special tonight. So.
Well, there you go. There you go. Expect anything, honey. Expect
yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you go to your show.
Okay.
Thank you again.
You have
all right,
a good bye-bye. Time, honey. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mission accomplished. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
That's totally cool. Nobody does stuff like that for my birthday, so it's really fun when I get to do it for somebody else. I have just as much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, you know what?
What?
We got a special working here, and I love it. All the songs are fantastic. It, John and I had so much fun putting this one together. It was like, all right, that's good, that's good. And at one point he said, we're doing good. And I said, yeah, we're doing fantastic. Keep it coming, honey, keep it coming. And
yeah.
So we have a whole show. And if we don't have a whole show, we've got a couple of stragglers that we can play still, all right? Of Sydney Devine, the Scots entertainer that I told you about. I want to tell you a little bit about him. You know, he's not a whole lot. He was born in January of 1940. So he's about 5 years younger than Elvis. But the dude's dead. Okay, he died at age 81 in February of 2021, on February 13th, actually, of 2021, because he got COVID. And he the COVID got him. The COVID got him. And one place that he played a lot was the Pavilion in Glasgow. So he was over here in Nashville quite a bit as well. So the dude got around. He loved country music. He did. And that will be evident. He loved country music. So we're going to get started with this. And our first one is Sydney Devine doing Long Black Limousine.
There's a long line of mourners driving down a little street, and their fancy cars are such a sight to see. Must be all her rich friends that knew her in the city. Guess they finally brought her home to me. All the papers told of how she lost her life, about the party and that fatal crash that night. The race along the highway and the curb no one had seen. Now she's riding in that long black limousine. When she left home, she told me someday she'd be returning, and she'd be in a fancy car for all the town to see. And now that everyone is watching, I guess at last she's found her dream. Cause there she is, and she's lying in that long black limousine. Through tear-dimmed eyes I watched the she ride by, with the chauffeur at the wheel, dressed up so fine. I'll never love another, for my heart and all my dreams are with her in that long black limousine. See her
limousine. Ta-da! What'd I tell you about country? He loves country. He loved country. Yeah, and it was really kind of a shock when he died, because he wasn't sick or anything till he got the COVID, and he just couldn't fight it off. And there was a time I read his little biography, and they put a great big headline and everything in the paper, in I think it was in Glasgow paper, anyway, over in Scotland, that he married his best quote-unquote fan. They stayed married. So, you know, it can happen. Fans don't have to be fans forever. They can morph into something better. I'm just saying. Anyway, here is Elvis' version of Long Black Limousine.
There's a long line of mourners driving down our little street. Their fancy cars are such a sight to see. Oh yeah, they're all friends who knew you in the city, and now they finally brought you home to me. When you left, you know you told me that someday you'd be returning in a fancy car all the town to see. Oh yeah, well now everyone is watching you. You finally had your dream.
Same song, two very different feelings for that song, and that's what we're going to hear a lot today, because they're singing the same song. Sometimes they're singing the same arrangement, but it's going to sound very different for each one of them. And the next one is Sydney Devine. Anyway, it keeps right on hurting.
Myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you've been away. The pillow where you laid your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you've gone. Forgot my memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you've gone.
Country as you get, but that's how he did it. He did things with the country flavor. He really did, and it's okay because he was good at it. You know, he was good at it. So we're gonna play him, and we're gonna like him, and we're gonna say, yeah, more power to you, guy. You did it, country or not, Scott's country. There's a different genre for you. But sometimes when he's singing, you can really hear that Scottish burr. And other times you can't hear it. So I don't know if he tried to sing without it or if he didn't care. I'm thinking he didn't care. He just sang what he loved to sing and didn't worry about it. So here is Elvis doing It Keeps Right On Hurting.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you go. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so low.
can't you go? They say man is supposed to cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my empty dreams instead, and it keeps right on a burden since you go. It keeps right on a burden every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go home. And it keeps right on a burden since you go. Yes, it keeps right on a burden since you go.
There you go. Two very different feels for that song, and it keeps up. That keeps up with every song we're going to do today. Okay, all you who are inclined to water the plants during a song, it's time. Sit beside a plant that needs water. Get your tissues out so you can mop up the floor, because here is a song that's just going to make you cry. It chokes me up, and I hear it a lot, but here you go, guys. It's going to be Sidney Devine doing Old Ship.
When I was a lad and Old Ship was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we strayed. Just a boy side and looked up at me, and he laid his old head on my knee. I guess I had struck the best friend that any man could ever have. You know, I cried so I scarcely could see. Now, old ship, he has gone where the good doggies ship will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know.
You go, and you could hear the Scottish burr in there. He sounded Scottish when he was singing that. And hey guys, all the songs I'm playing today except for Carolyn's birthday songs, all the rest of the songs were sent to me this morning by John. So this is Sydney and Elvis, brought to you by John with Jenny. Since I'm playing them, I'll put my name in there somewhere anyway. But, yeah, this was all put together by John. So these are good songs. You know they're going to be good songs if John sends them. I mean, sometimes he sends me off-the-wall stuff, but it's still cool. It broadens your musical horizons, okay? And I know most of you haven't heard a lot from Sydney Devine. So this will be a new experience for you, all right? And he really does resemble American country when he sings. He loved American country, and he tried to sing like American country. And there are some pictures of him where when he would do a show, and it was a show, he was an entertainer, he was wearing an Elvis jumpsuit sometimes, you know, and he didn't quite have the moves because he wasn't really loose enough. You know, I guess Scots don't do that so well. But anyway, he was up there, and he was putting on a good show, and he could sing. And he had the audience with him. They were listening. They were having a good time. Yeah, the Scots version, I guess you could say, the Scots version. But, yeah, he performed a lot at the Pavilion in Glasgow. That was like his home base, so to speak. But can't go see him anymore. Sorry. You can't even make a trip to Scotland and see him anymore. You're just going to have to wait until we all meet up in paradise. That's just how it's going to have to go. But in the meantime, keep those Kleenexes out, because here is Elvis singing Old Ship.
When I was a lad, that old ship was above, over hills I might only stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up hands.
When you've had a dog and you have had that feeling with your dog, every time you hear a song that reflects those feelings, you're going to cry. You're going to at least choke up, even if you don't drip tears. But, yeah, I think of two or three dogs I've had in the past that just didn't get a fair shake, you know. They were rescues, but they didn't quite acclimate, and they ended up gone. And we lived out in the country, so you got to wonder what happened to them. There was a train track, there was coyotes, there was cougars. I mean, you know, you wonder what happened to them. I never did find out with a couple of them. Never did find out. That's maybe good. Anyway, I watch my babies now. I don't want to play outside by themselves anymore. The only dogs I didn't have to worry about doing that was my Shelties. They never ran. They never went anywhere. I never neutered my male Sheltie, and he never ran. He never left that yard unless he was with me, and that was his choice because I didn't keep him chained up. So I felt very, very fortunate to have had Shelties. They're a top-notch dog. You know, they're at the top of my list. I'm sorry, Patchy, but that's just kind of how it is. Apache doesn't mind real well. He's very stubborn. But that's how it goes. That's how it goes. It's okay. All right. Back to Sydney. You know, every time I hear that name, I want to laugh because my mama almost named my sister Sydney. And I don't remember why she didn't, but and then she was going to take us three girls and name us Faith, Hope, and Charity. I'm glad that didn't happen, too. But anyway, here is Sydney Divine, I Can't Stop Loving You.
Happy hours, all that we once knew, they're so long ago, they still make me blue. They say
the time. It heals a broken heart, but time has to steal since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind to live.
Tuned right too. It's tuned just a little lower, so those the low notes, the low strings kind of vibrate. I love that sound. That's awesome. I like that a whole lot better than when they tune it higher. It you can't get a high note out of it, but who cares, right? Because the low notes sound good.
Oh man,
it's. Now, after hearing that, you understand what I'm saying about this guy loving country music. Because his little tricks with taking a note three notes higher up the scale and stuff like that, it's that's definitely a country trick. It 50s more common, but what the hey, if you feel it, do it. That's what makes music good. Okay, so here's Elvis doing I Can't Stop Loving You.
Everybody ready? I'm not. Okay.
Well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind. Live in memory of such a long, lonely time. And I can't stop wanting you. I said it's useless to say. Yes, it is. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Oh, those happy hours. Once knew they're so long ago, they still make me blue. They say the time it heals a broken heart. Oh yes it does. That I made up my mind to live in
memory of such a long, long time. I said it's useless, useless to say. Yes it is. So I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Now, good old Sidney didn't have that big finish. If he thought of it, he would have figured out a way to do it.
Right.
You know. Yeah. I like that. I like that. The drama of it, you know. And,
are you ready? I ain't ready.
Oh, my gosh. These guys can be so funny. It's hilarious. And Elvis' sense of humor just won't quit. It goes on and on and on.
Yes.
Well, hey, Susie, are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Why?
Oh, good. I don't know. You just sound busy, so I thought I'd ask. Include you a
no,
little
I'm
bit. Hear your voice. Prove you're still alive.
No, I'm just kind of quiet today. Just listen to the beautiful music and just enjoying it. That's all.
Okay. As long as you're good and you're hanging out and having fun, that's all that matters, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. Now, here is a song that I first heard when I was a junior or a senior in high school, I forget. I know I was sitting in the choir room when I first heard this, and we were told, we're going to sing this. And I'm going, uh-huh, right, okay. We did. It didn't have the same effect, of course, because it wasn't meant to be a choir song, but that's how it ended up. And we did do it. I don't remember anything about it other than that. So maybe it wasn't all so great, huh? But I don't know. I enjoyed singing. It didn't matter what I was singing. I enjoyed singing. You want me to sing this one? Okay, we'll do this. I even had my music teacher even picked out my solo for fall concert my senior year. Whatever, okay, I'll sing it. What was it? Carpenters, Close to You. That was it. Okay. All righty. It wasn't too bad. I did One Tin Soldier for a spring concert. That was better, but I picked that.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one thing I remember is my sister was a first soprano. I was a second soprano. Okay? But I could hit the first soprano range, and I could hit the first alto range. So she was a first soprano. Her voice did not go low. She had a very light first soprano voice. It wasn't a heavy, full soprano voice. It was very light. And she still has that voice today. And I always thought, you know, she sure can sing. That's so awesome. And that, you know, it was some years later before I realized that I could sing too. I was just different because my voice was a different pitch, a different timbre. But it wasn't any worse or better. And at that point, when I made peace with that, then my sister and I had a bang-up time singing after that. we were, of course, this was when we were adults. See, we went all through childhood singing together. We went all through school singing together. And we were adults when I realized it was okay to sound different. I didn't have to have a light, airy voice like hers. I was good the way I was. And then it really got fun. Then it really got fun. So anyway, just appreciate what you got. Don't always wish for something different. Because you're good just the way you are. That's how God made you. That's how you're supposed to be. So here we are, Sydney Devine. Now, this song was Engelbert Humperdinck. That's who I remember doing this song. Engelbert Humperdinck. Did somebody do it first? I have no idea. But Engelbert Humperdinck did it. Please release me. He actually had quite a long ending on that. That surprised me.
Yeah.
But you could hear, yeah, you could hear his country in that one, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
His Tarzan voice. His Tarzan voice. There were quite a few. Back in the early 60s and 50s, there were quite a few country artists here in the United States that did that. You know, I didn't pay any attention. When I was that young, it was like, it was just something they did. It was no big deal one way or the other. I didn't really notice it. And then when I got older, it's like, huh, why do they do that? Because it's country. Okay, that's a good enough answer for me. We can go there. And here we can hear Sydney doing it. That it's contagious. Oh, Lordy, it's contagious. You better watch out, guys. You better watch out. It's contagious. And people are going to look at you funny because it's from yesteryear. Yep. So, okay. Here is Elvis doing Please Release Me in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Greensboro Coliseum on April 14th of 1972. And I graduated June 1st. So, hey, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Release me.
To do that song. He was the original that did that song. And I ain't even going to try and pick who's best. It just, you can't. You can't. Because each one has different qualities to it, different things that happen that make it really good. And to have to pick one over the other, I ain't doing it. No way.
No,
nobody
no.
pays. Nobody's going to pay me that much money. It's not happening. So,
no.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay, here is a song that every time I turn around, I'm hearing somebody else do it. You know, Roy Orbison did it. Now it turns out Sidney Devine did it. Elvis did it, of course. That's why we're playing this. And it's like I've heard like one or two other people that have done it, and my mind fails me. Not my memory, but my mind. You know, it just sometimes says, you left me in the fridge too long, and I'm going to get back at you. So I just kind of give up on that one. But here is Sidney Devine doing She Wears My Ring.
My ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine eternally. With loving care I place it. Thank you.
That was cool. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah. And Sydney had such a clear, strong, crisp voice. You didn't hear many voices like his. I'm not sure that I've ever heard him slur notes together and all that stuff, because I don't know if he could. It was just his voice was just so clear and crisp, you know, and something like that, that pure, you don't mess with it. You just don't mess with it. And he didn't. He just did his best. He used it, and away he went. Yes, I have, let's see, Roy Orbison did it. Solomon King did it. And, of course, Sidney Devine, we just heard, do it. And Elvis did it. That's the only ones I have in my computer right now that did that song. So that's okay. We like it that way. Here is Elvis doing his version. She Wears My Ring.
She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine eternally with loving care. I placed it on her finger to show my love for all the world to see. This tiny ring is a token of tender. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. Because she wears my ring. This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion, an endless pool of love that's as deep as the eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring.
All right. And that's the cool thing about a ring. It's the symbol of what it stands for. It doesn't have to be big, flashy, and fancy. It can be just a band. It's what it means that's important. So, yeah, you'll see a lot of celebrities flashing around with this huge old rock hanging from their finger that you wonder why their finger doesn't fall off. But it doesn't have to be that. You know, it can be just, it can be a little chip. It can just be nothing. It can just be a band. It means the same thing in your heart. And that's where it's important, in your heart. Okay? I just thought I'd toss that out. What the hey, you know? I do that a lot. Sometimes to good effect and sometimes to being afraid somebody's going to tell somebody to come get me and cart me away.
And that's probably...
Sometimes maybe they should cart me away, but don't tell them. Don't tell them. Okay, because I got to feed the dog. So, you know. Oh, Lord mighty. Yes, and I can tell. I'm just jabbering at this point, y'all, but I can tell my kitty cat, Calico, the vocal of the group, likes to come in and harass everybody and say hi and try and tell me what to do. She is losing weight. She is losing weight. Mm. But you know what? She is 10 and a half years old. So it's just about this age, every cat I have ever had starts to lose weight. I have started feeding her more canned food and good quality dry food so that she's getting everything she needs, but she's just an old kitty, you know, and she doesn't go outside, so she doesn't have that dirt and stuff added to her coat. She stays inside, but she's not smooth and glossy like she used to be, so I'm going to try and start adding something into her food, olive oil. That would probably help. But I just wanted to put out, you know, if at some point I ever just don't show up, it's because I'm probably having to deal with my poor Calico biting the dust. And, you know, I don't mince words. Dying is dying. You know, you can fancy it up all you want to. You can sugarcoat it. You can put chocolate on it. It's still dying. So she is beginning to lose weight, and she is not – she doesn't have that smooth coat that she had when she was younger. I'm going to try and remedy that. But I just wanted y'all to know that, because if I ever just don't show up one day, that's probably why, you know, because it, at any time from here on out, my oldest cat was Cece. That was short for crazy cat. Yeah, it fit. He lived to be almost 15. He lacked 3 months of being 15. But he's the oldest cat I've ever had. So I'm trying to gear up and prepare myself because she is 10 and a half. So we'll just see what happens. She's not sick. I mean, she did Zoomies last night. She's one end of the house to the other. She's doing Zoomies. She's not sick. She's perfectly healthy. But she's just old. You know, she's just old. I'm thankful she can still do Zoomies. Of course, I got to get up and fix the rugs afterwards, but that's okay. They go back in place real easy. It's a laminate floor, so it's not like they don't slide, right? That's why I have to put them back. But, I don't know. I just felt like I needed to let y'all know that, because sometimes it bothers me, you know, because I've had her since she was 2 years old. And I rescued her from a neighbor who wasn't taking care of her and was going to just abandon her outside when she moved. So I said, no, I'll take her. Cece wasn't real crazy about it, but as long as she left him alone, he was okay. But she didn't want to leave him alone. She wanted to play. So we kind of had a teaching time at that point. Anyway, I just felt like I wanted you to know, just in case something happens and I ever just am gone, Okay, that's why, is because I'll have to be taken care of, Calico. I don't want it to happen, but it can happen. So, okay, here is Sydney Divine doing the 12th of, the only person I know of, and I know it's not, he's not the only one that did it, but the person that comes to mind that did it was Johnny Mathis. I don't know if anybody did this before that or not. I think they did, but I can't remember who. So this is the 12th of Never. If somebody wants to look that up for me, that would be cool.
You ask how much I love you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I love you, I'll tell until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart like April snow. I love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I love you till the clover
interesting. Yeah. It makes, he didn't do country so much, but he let his natural Scots brogue enter into it, and I think that's cool. I like that. I love that song. You know, that is, that's one of the best love songs, I think. You know? It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So if you're ever in love with somebody, you make sure that that is one of the songs you play for them, okay? Because that says everything. you know, until the world ends, I'm going to love you. I like that sentiment. Okay. Here is Elvis' version, and this is the rehearsal from August of 1974.
Okay. 12th of November. How much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I love you, I'll tell. Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart. Like April snow, I love you. Till the bluebells forget to bloom, I love you. Till the clover has lost its perfume, I love you. Till the poet run out of rhyme. Oh, until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. Until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time.
Cool. Nobody does it like Elvis. You know, there may be good versions, but nobody does it like
nobody
Elvis. That's just how it is. And everybody needs to just accept that. Don't argue with it. Just accept it. It's cool. I also found out during that song that Donny Osmond did that, as did Cliff Richard. Now, Cliff Richard had a hit with it. So, it's a popular song. Everybody recognizes what a fantastic love song that is. So, you know, if you fall in love with somebody, make sure you play that for them. Make sure you play that for them. Yes, I am a flatterer, and you love it. So, hey, there you go. Here is, who did this? Who originally did From a Jack to a King? I have my music library people right here. Who originally did From a Jack to a King? It was an old country guy. Well, he wasn't old when he did it, but Crumb, I can hear his voice. I can't think of his name. That bugs me so bad when that happens. Oh, my goodness gosh. Anyway, while we're finding that out, no, Ned Miller isn't the one I'm thinking of, honey. I'm sure he did that, but it's not the one I'm thinking of. Anyway, here is From a Jack to a King.
From a Jack to a King. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I
Ned Miller was the original artist on that, From a Jack to a King. I don't remember him doing it, but I think I have found Jim Reeves did it. That's who I remember doing it, was Jim Reeves. But Ned Miller was the original artist on it. So, you guys, yeah, you were right, John. I remember Jim Reeves doing it. That's who I learned it from. But, hey, you know what? We all can't be right all the time. And I'm finding quite often I'm not right, so I got to look things up. So there we go. But John was correct. The original artist was Ned Miller. I just remember Jim Reeves doing it. So, and there were a few other people down through the ages. Jerry Lee Lewis even did it, I think 1983 or something like that. So Ricky Van Shelton did it. He did that when I was working at the radio station. So it's been round. It's been round the tree. But I remember Jim Reeves. So I'm not playing Jim Reeves. So there, we're going to hear Elvis do it now.
Oh, he does a good job.
Oh, yeah.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to wedding rings.
Start again.
From a jack to a one
more.
From a jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring. I played a ace and I won a queen. I walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king. With no regrets, I stacked your cards, I stacked your cards last night. And Lady Luck played her hand just right. You made me king of your heart. Oh, for just a little while, I thought that I might lose a game. Oh, but just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. For just a little while, I thought that I might lose a game. Oh, but just in time I saw the twinkle.
Oh, yeah, we got to have a little expletive at the end, you know, but that makes the whole song. Okay, yeah. All right, then. Here is one that I'm trying to think. Willie Nelson. That's who I'm thinking about. Willie Nelson. Here's Sidney Devine doing Always On My Mind.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you, girl, I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never, never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied, satisfied. I just never, never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Pretty decent job on that one. He didn't have anything fancy going. Did you notice the way he said the word good?
Oh yeah.
Good. Short. Low. What was like two U's instead of two O's. Good. That's the Scott coming out. That's the Scott's coming out. I love it. I totally love it. But we already know that, Jenny. So, okay. Here is Elvis' version of Always On My Mind.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
guess I never told you. I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind.
Makes you feel sad when you hear that song, but that's okay because it's supposed to. Okay, here's another Sydney Devine doing "A Fool Such as I."
Now and then there's a fool such as I. Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're then there's a fool such as I. Oh, and then there's a fool such as I am. Over you, you taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. Till the day I die,
you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm awful, but I love you dear until the day that I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Yes, now and then there's a fool such as I.
He is so country, it's not funny. I mean, sometimes it's funny, but some of the stuff he does is just straightforward, sad, Scots, whatever you want to say, because he does do some Scottish songs that just rip your heart out, but most of it is like straight down the middle of the road country from the 60s, you know, and that's how he liked it. That's how he liked it. And you know what? We can like it, too. It's cool. We can like it, too. So here's Elvis doing A Fool Such As I. And it is a version that John chose. So here we go. He's great. He's exceptional. He's top of the list.
Fantastic, good, wonderful, sexy, best.
I couldn't come up with anything else off the top of my head, so that I'll have to pick it up off the floor later. So, okay, here we go. And we're getting there, guys. We're almost done. So, that's all right. We still have some good, hey, you know what, I can always play It Is No Secret, and we call on him, and, you know, but I think we're going to be all right. Here we go with Sydney doing Make the World Go Away.
Make the world go away.
I notice when you're listening to Sydney is that he doesn't stop when he's got a long note going at the end of a word. He doesn't stop on the A. He carries it over and goes along E, way, and holds the E. And that's something that we used to get in trouble for in high school.
Uh-huh.
Our music teacher had a conniption fit if we did that. It's like, you're supposed to stop on the A. It's prettier if you stop on the A. Don't be all screechy female voices going over to this long E. You got to stop. So we learned not to do that. That's how come I noticed it, because we were told so often not to do that. But you know what? It's not a hard and fast rule. It's it could be the difference between an individual preference and a habit. You know, it's, if you're in a group, yes, you don't want to stop on a harsh vowel. But if you're singing and you're the soloist, you can do whatever you want to. Ain't nobody going to say much or nothing about it. So he did it the Scots way, and that's okay. We're fine with that. All right. And here is Elvis' version.
Make the world go away. Get it off my shoulders.
me go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took you away? Yes, well, if you do, then forgive me and make the world make it go away. Yeah, make the world go away. Yeah, get it off, get it off, get it off my shoulder. Say the things we used to say and make the world go away. Now I'm sorry if I hurt you, let me make it up to you day by day. And if you will, please forgive me and make the world make it go away.
Love that. Hey, guess what, guys? We are at the end of our time. I have one set and one extra from Sydney and a couple of gospel songs, and we covered everything else. So we did a dang good job today, and we heard a lot of music. It was a lot of good music. Oh, yes. Fantastic. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about Sydney Divine, because you can go on YouTube and listen to these songs anytime you want to. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you, Sue, for being with me, honey. I sure appreciate you, girl. And I know you just sat and listened to the music today, but I knew you were there, and that's the important part. And everybody in the chat, thank you for being there, because I know you're there. I can see you being silly, and I like it. And everybody out in internet land, thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned something. And come back on Thursday, because we'll have more. So God bless, God keep, and God make his face to shine upon you. Stay well, stay happy, stay healthy. I'll see you Thursday.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life is. again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I
me free, but I